Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.
On the line is the new Miss South Africa, Zozibini Tunzi. Good morning, Zozibini.
Good morning.
Congratulations.
Well done.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
Zozibini Tunzi.
Let's just relive that moment with you quickly.
Sure, that is so crazy. That moment is insane because if you guys watched it, I literally went on my knees.
Yeah.
After I heard it because I felt so weak in the knees. It has been a month of work.
Yeah.
Because what people don't understand is that night is not like the only night where we've been judged.
Mm.
For us, that's the night where we can just have fun.
Yeah.
Because everything, a lot has been done. You know, and so we're just letting loose and having fun and just waiting to see what happens. And so when that happened, it was just like, you know, finally a month of my hard work.
And also, this was not your first rodeo. You had entered Miss South Africa before. How was it second time round? Were you more relaxed? Were you more confident? Did you have the skill set?
Yes, absolutely. So the second time around, I've been more relaxed and happier and more comfortable, you know, in myself. And the purpose as well has changed because what people don't know is the purpose is like one of the most important things in the competition, because if you don't know why you're there or if you don't know yourself, you wouldn't be able to make it.
Yeah.
And so this time around, you know, it was more aligned with myself and my goals and my everything.
So, Zibini, you said, or actually, let me refer to you as Miss South Africa, because that's who you are. Miss South Africa.
Oh, thank you.
You said, you know, that your knees went weak. It had been a crazy month. It wasn't the only night you had been judged. I want to ask you a very girly question here, and please be honest.
Sure.
When you ladies were all hanging out outside of the pageant, from not behind the cameras, was it like a sisterhood being formed where you were friends, or did that kind of, you know, you see in Miss Congeniality in the movies, this kind of cattiness? Because at the end of the day, these women, you are competing. Only one of you can be Miss South Africa. Were you still feeling judged?
Yeah, I wish I had like juice for you, like a more juicy news, but I don't, because really we all got along together and everyone can attest to that. We were just on each other's live stories. Whenever we weren't busy, just sitting there trying to chat to each other and chat to each other's, you know, followers. It was just that kind of sisterhood. It's so amazing.
Mm.
You know, the night after I got crowned, I received a video call from almost all the girls.
Yeah.
Were they doing the fake smile? Like, I'm so happy for you.
Yeah. No, I think we've got that sense from all the Miss South Africans, is that there is a wonderful sense of sisterhood, and they are genuinely, I mean, they'll be a little bit disappointed, but they are genuinely happy for you. But more importantly, and a lot of people are going to ask you about, you know, the relevance of pageants and all of that kind of stuff, but Sky and I have a very important question for you. See, we are both equally followed by the same number of Miss South Africas and Miss Worlds. On Instagram. So this one will put us over the edge. This one will decide who is the best Insta person. So when we're done here, it's either Darren Maul or Sky Shabalala on Instagram. You'll know what to do.
Mm.
Do the right thing. Okay.
Yeah, and I promise I will follow back.
But you know what? It's not even a secret. It's Women's Month, so whoever that applies to gets the first follow.
Done.
Okay.
So that's me getting the first follow, it seems.
So on a more serious note, right? I know there's been a lot of this. It always happens. Every pageant, every Miss South Africa, every Miss World. There's the haters who say, you know, it's like it's a cattle call. Why are we treating women like this? But I know that you've said that you want to change the perception of the Miss South Africa and move away from the pageant. What is the perception that you would like to change it to?
You know, Miss South Africa is like one of the few platforms that actually give women, you know, the platform to be empowered and to empower others as well.
Mm.
And I feel like it gets lost so much because of, you know, the beauty, pageant and physical aspect of it.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you'd really push that side of the competition, it would make more sense to, you know, South African people, because they want to know what is it going to do for us. And I mean, so many Miss South Africans, you know, have done amazing things for society and for themselves. And I just want to highlight on that and hopefully continue, you know, the trend of, you know, amazing women doing great things in South Africa.
I saw something, Zozibini, online this morning, actually. Some comments that you'd made about hair, and you were like, don't ask me to wear a weave. It's not going to happen. Just tell me a little bit about this.
Yes, I mean, 2 years ago, I cut my hair and I took off my weave because it was a choice I wanted to make back then. And so coming back into the competition, I didn't see why, you know, I'd have to put on a wig again, and I didn't. And I just came back the way I was, and I'd like to really continue. I want to continue, you know, my reign with my own hair because that's how I feel comfortable the most.
I think that's amazing. And I think that's very inspirational of you. You obviously tend towards the Hugh Masekela side of the argument.
No, I don't. you know, because South African women, we're not one kind of woman. We're multifaceted. And we can choose to look and be however we want to be. So me having short hair is not taking anything away from a woman who'd rather, you know, have a weave, because they are beautiful regardless of what they choose to do.
Exactly.
This is just my choice. It's my story. And everyone else has their choices and their stories.
I love that.
Miss South Africa 2019, I'm sure you're tired of being asked questions in front of large audiences, but this is the last one from us, I promise you. So our theme at East Coast Radio for Women's Month is for women to be limitless. So sorry to put you on the spot, but you seem to be very good at answering on the spot. So what women, I mean, what message do you have for us women, in KZN specifically, what message do you have for us in order for us to remain limitless, to be limitless?
Yes, of course. So my message would be to just remember, you know, what the women of 1956 started when they were marching there. It's so important for us to remember that when they were marching, it wasn't really for them. At the back of the mind, they might have had, you know, future generations of women coming. And so it's important for us to remember to just pick up that baton that they were trying to pass on to us and continue doing the great work of, you know, breaking the boundaries and shattering glass ceilings, because there's a lot of glass ceilings that are packed up against us. And so it's just important. I just want everyone to remember that, you know, to continue.
Fantastic sentiment.
Thank you.
Zozibini Tunzi, the new Miss South Africa. Let me tell you something. A year goes past so quickly.
Yeah.
I want you to enjoy every single day of it, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome.
Guys.
All right, I'll catch up with you on Insta, okay?
Darren Hall, Carrie Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.